Yep, you're all right.
We're waiting in line. There's about 150 people in front of us. We're at a community centre on the Gold Coast. I suppose you could call it a soup kitchen, but there's a lot more going on than that. There's laundry, tables of fresh fruit, snacks, clothes, shoes, and hot meals. Chicken curry, I think. But off to the side, there's something else. Something you might not expect to see.
It makes you feel good when it's tidied up, doesn't it?
It's a hairdresser. Each month, a group of dedicated volunteers give out free haircuts to folks sleeping rough or anyone in need of just a little help. So, I want to find out what difference a haircut can make.
I'm trying to slowly cut the colour out.
Are you growing it out?
Yeah, just like to start again.
Yeah, why not?
Let me introduce you to a bloke called Mark.
When you grab your shoes and just go...
He lives in a nearby social housing setup, but still comes here for a haircut every now and again.
Or he wouldn't be my friend anymore if I cut his mullet.
His hairdresser is Crystal White.
I've been cutting Mark's hair for 8 years now. So I know the rules on the mullet.
She's a volunteer with a non-profit called Hair Aid.
It was just long enough that the girls could plait it.
Actually, I think we did plait it at one stage.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
We did. We used to braid it for him. Can I trim your eyebrows?
Oh, whatever.
Hundreds and hundreds of haircuts. I actually can bring you up the exact number of what we did on the Gold Coast. Well, I think it was about 1,500 haircuts last year.
Thanks, Crystal.
Feels great.
Oh, you're a good-looking man again. Look at you go. So I began with Hair Aid in 2015. We had a bunch of hairdressers come and we ended up doing 70 haircuts. And we went, holy moly, there's a need for this. These people need haircuts. Makes them feel better about themselves. If you look good, you feel good. And, you know, sometimes it's a case of just here. Mark doesn't like hair on his ears. It really bothers him. It's a sensory thing. So just having that can make him feel good about himself. It could be the case of a gentleman being able to go and see his kids for visitation, someone going to their bail hearing, someone going for a job interview. So they're things that are super important to them. But they cost money, and that money that they don't have. So do they get a loaf of bread for the shops for the week, or do they have a haircut to feel tidy and presentable? A hairdresser is a place where a lot of people spend a lot of time, and you're chatting and you're getting to know people. And when you get to know someone, you go through all of those amazing milestones with them. And it's when they have their babies, and then their babies have babies, or they have a wedding, or then you go through the sad times where someone dies and they've got funerals. And so we generally go through it all with them. It's a really special relationship.
There's positive vibes all over the place, but also a lot of really difficult stories. One of those belongs to Lee Kidcap. She was working full-time, living in a home she'd rented for 5 years. But then, as COVID wound down, the housing crisis hit.
They put my rent up $570 a week. There was no way that I could possibly work. I would just be paying the rent, my entire wage. So I thought I would be clever and move out and get somewhere cheaper, only to find myself stuck. No one wanted to rent to a single older lady with a dog. So what do you do? I fought it for a while, then I just accepted it, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with money in the bank.
So, instead, Lee has spent her money on her van, making it into something of a home.
You know, it's still hard, but it's better than being under a tarp. I was under a tarp for years.
Lee's story is one of many, unfortunately. But here, at least, you can sense that this is a community.
It's not so much the food and the haircuts, that's a big part of it. It's the fact that no one judges, and people do, if no one sees you for a couple of months, someone will say, has anyone seen me? You know, like, a lot of people don't even have families that do that, you know.
You're not going to fix the world with a free haircut. But the efforts of people like Crystal show that it's these little things that can add up and lead to something bigger.
All it took for me was to start with my optometrist at another organisation, free glasses, so now I'm getting my dental work started tomorrow, the haircut, do you know what I mean? It's like a progression, and I'm going to feel great today because I've had a haircut.
It's not just homeless. There's some people that just need a helping hand in all different areas. It's not just about a drug addict or substance abuse or mental health. There's so many different areas and it is quite complicated. So being able to have hairdressers all over Australia in different organisations, being able to make them feel good about themselves. If we impact a few hundred people, that's a few hundred people that feel better about themselves walking around our country, walking around our suburb and smiling and being a better part of society. And who doesn't want that?